Most of the attention in Washington the past week has been on Syria and the discussion over what, if any, action to take against the country's leadership. But the House and Senate have plenty of other matters to attend to before the end of the year. Yesterday, Arkansas Senator John Bozeman, a Republican in his first term in the U.S. Senate, talked to Mark Smith from our content partner KASU in Jonesboro. Senator Bozeman, no surprise here, says he remains a staunch critic of the Affordable Care Act. He also says there is a need to continue conversations about the Farm Bill and other legislation, like a large water infrastructure bill.
Those things aren't glamorous. But, you know, ensuring that the Mississippi River has adequate funding, the Arkansas River, our inland waterways, our ports, those are the things we talk a lot about, jobs and the economy. Those are the things that are so important and really will maintain the jobs that we have and create additional jobs in being the underpinnings of our economy.
And this goes to the pressing matters that Congress already had on its plate coming back from the August recess before the Syria matter heated up so much, not the least of which is the Farm Bill, which is again up against a looming deadline.
Right. No, the Farm Bill is we have to deal with that. We'll probably have a short-term extension of the current bill. I'm pleased to be a conferee, and we'll be working with the House when they name conferees. But this is one of those other things. In regard to the economy, the way to get it moving forward is to give stability. Our farmers now don't know what the rules are going to be for the next 5 years. So because of that, they're not buying equipment. That's not filtering into the local economy because they're not making purchases like that and all of the other things. So hopefully we'll be able to get that done. I think we've got a good chance of it before the first of the year. I don't know exactly how it will be done. The good news is I think the average congressman is understanding how important that is to their state's economy and to the economy of the United States.
And, of course, as you mentioned, there are still these budget matters to deal with. You have the effects of the sequester still going on and another showdown on the debt ceiling on the way as well.
Yes, sir. All of that is coming about. You know, I'd like to see some tax reform mixed in with that. We'll just have to wait and see as we go forward. But these are all, you know, significant problems. And the reality is, you know, we can't continue to have the deficits that we have. We do have to, be very, very, the reality of the significant national debt that we've had and do some things to start trimming that back. This is like gravity. You know, these are simple truths. You just can't spend a whole lot more than what you have coming in.
And then, of course, there's health care. I understand one of the things you're proposing is a delay in implementing both the employer and individual mandates.
Well, health care is really an absolute mess. We're at 20,000 pages of regulations, $1 trillion worth of additional taxes. They estimate, because people aren't hiring, due to this, 800,000 job loss, and we're rapidly becoming a nation of part-time employees with businesses trying to beat the system. So it's simply not working. You know, is all we've got to show for it so far, and I think, you know, even much, much more so next year, is increased premiums and deductibles. And so it's not a good situation. I'd very much like to start over, but the current situation is not workable.
Well, there have been, you know, many, many attempts to start over to repeal this, but those have been unsuccessful. And are you in support of the efforts to defund the ACA?
Well, I'd like to defund it, but what I don't want to do is you defund it by having the votes to do that. And right now, you know, the votes simply aren't there. So the problem is if you really push that, what that means is that the House and the Senate will come to a stalemate. President Obama won't have anything to do with this. The House will have enough votes to do that. The Senate simply won't act, or they'll vote against that. So you'll have a stalemate. When that happens, then the funding for the government will shut down. We haven't passed any of the appropriations bills so far. And so, the local food processing plants there, those workers will have to go home because the inspector won't be there. My concern is, what does that do to, hardworking Arkansans, Americans? What does that do to single moms, that are struggling, and really all of us, but especially, people that are struggling so much, if they go home and aren't paid, for those weeks when they're out of work, nobody is going to pay them. And so you're holding the American people hostage, and I just don't agree with that strategy.
So can you take the current health care law and fix some of the things that you feel are wrong with it?
No, I think you can do that, and but again, there's been real resistance to changing. I think the fear of the president, Senator Reid, and that group is that when you start opening it up, then there's the ability to really amend in ways that they simply don't want to do it. Now, one of the core things that we've got to do in controlling cost is get rid of nuisance lawsuits. And yet, they're not going to do that. They simply, have really made it such that that's been very difficult. So that's really the problem. But since you can't do that, since you reach an impasse there, then I'd like to see us go, the private market with more competition, shopping across state lines for insurance, allowing people like my barber with a few employees to go into the marketplace with 1,000 other barbers and get a better deal, health savings accounts, those kind of things. But this is affecting everybody. It doesn't matter if you're a school teacher or a worker in a major corporation or self-employed. The problem with health insurance when all of this started was it was unaffordable. That's the problem we needed to solve. And sadly, this has created a situation where it's made it that much more unaffordable.
Senator John Bozeman made his comments yesterday during a conversation with Mark Smith from our content partner KASU yesterday. This is Ozarks at Large.